All right, folks, welcome back to the Stoic Mind Gym, your daily dose of mental fitness training. I'm your host, Dylan Brooks, and today we're tackling something that, let's be honest, we all struggle with at some point. Fear. Yeah, that little voice in the back of your head whispering doubts, holding you back from taking that leap, trying new things, living life to the fullest. Ever feel like you're stuck on a hamster wheel of anxiety, always anticipating the worst? You know that feeling when something exciting is about to happen, but instead of excitement, you get this knot in your stomach. That's fear playing tricks on you. But hey, don't beat yourself up. Fear is a natural human emotion. It's like an alarm system, meant to protect us from danger. But here's the thing. Sometimes that alarm goes off when there's no actual threat, right? We end up paralyzed by fear of what might happen instead of focusing on what we can actually control. So how do we navigate this tricky terrain? How do we overcome fear and build genuine courage in our everyday lives? That's what we're diving into today. 5 key takeaways to conquer your fears. 1. Acknowledge the fear. First things first, don't try to bury your fears under a rug or pretend they don't exist. That's like trying to ignore a leaky faucet, it just gets worse over time. Acknowledge the fear head on. Name it. What are you afraid of? The more you understand your fears, the less power they have over you. 2. Challenge your thoughts. Ever notice how our minds can sometimes create these dramatic narratives, exaggerating the potential risks and consequences? We start to spiral into what-if scenarios that often have no basis in reality. When you catch yourself thinking like this, challenge those thoughts. Ask yourself, what's the evidence for this fear? Is it really as likely or as bad as I'm making it out to be? 3. Focus on what you can control. We can't control everything in life, but we can control our reactions and our choices. Instead of dwelling on what you can't change, focus your energy on the things you can influence. Take small steps forward, even if they seem insignificant at first. Every step is a victory over fear. 4. Embrace discomfort. Courage isn't the absence of fear, it's doing what needs to be done even when you're afraid. Growth happens outside your comfort zone. Think about the time you tried something new and felt a little uncomfortable, but ended up having an amazing experience. Challenge yourself regularly. Push those boundaries a little bit at a time. 5. Celebrate your wins. No matter how small they seem, acknowledge your successes. Each time you face a fear and come out stronger on the other side, celebrate it. It reinforces the belief that you can overcome anything. Alright, picture this. You're about to give a presentation at work. Your heart is pounding, palms are sweating, and you're replaying every possible scenario in your head, most of them ending in disaster. Sound familiar? But here's the thing. Instead of letting that fear paralyze you, imagine taking a deep breath, reminding yourself you've prepared well, focusing on your message and connecting with your audience. You nail it. T. Courage isn't about being fearless, it's about choosing to act despite the fear. Wrapping up. Listen. Conquering fear is a journey, not a destination. There will be ups and downs, days when you feel brave as hell, and days when fear seems to have the upper hand. That's perfectly normal. The key is to keep practicing, keep challenging those negative thoughts, and keep pushing yourself outside your comfort zone. You've got this. Take action. Now go out there and put these strategies into practice. Start small, take a chance, say yes to something that scares you just a little bit. And don't forget to share your experiences with me on social media. Let's build a community of fearless individuals together. See you in the next episode, where we'll be tackling another mental fitness challenge. Until then, keep those minds strong and those spirits high.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.